You're listening to SBS News.
A powerful truck explosion has seriously damaged Russia's road and rail bridge to Crimea, hitting a prestige symbol of Moscow's annexation of the peninsula and the key supply route to Russian forces battling to hold territory captured in southern Ukraine. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Marat Khusnulin has visited the Kerch Bridge after the blast, which caused part of the bridge to collapse. State TV showed footage of him on the structure discussing repair works with other officials.
Tomorrow in the morning we plan to start traffic. Tomorrow during the day we start traffic on two lanes. We are conducting an instrumental survey. We have agreed on the scope of repair and restoration of the second lane. I can say that we have already ordered metal. We have gathered builders and designers. I think that today, in a day, we will know how much time we will need to restore the second span.
According to the Russian TV report, car and train traffic resumed on the bridge on Saturday evening. Trains from Simferopol and Sevastopol to Moscow and St. Petersburg departed on schedule. Cars were moving in batches, says Russian Minister for Emergencies and Disaster Management, Alexander Kurenkov.
Today we are letting in cars of up to 3.5 tons and I would like to appeal to motorists to refrain from this direction now, if possible, because cars are moving in batches of about 60 cars in one direction. This is the so-called reverse movement.
Earlier, Russian authorities said a truck bomb caused the blast on the bridge. Footage showed a section of the road bridge that had collapsed into the water and fire damage to the rail bridge that is part of the same structure. Nobody immediately claimed responsibility for the explosion, which killed three people. Svetlana Petrenko from Russia's investigative committee says authorities are working to identify the three bodies found.
According to preliminary data, three people died as a result of the incident. We believe they are passengers of the car, which was next to the truck. The bodies of two dead men and a woman have been raised from the water. Their identities are being established. Investigators have also established the details of the truck and its owner. He is a resident of the city of Krasnodar in southern Russia. Investigative actions are being carried out at his place of residence.
Russia seized Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, and the 19-kilometer Crimean bridge linking it to Russia's transport network was opened with great fanfare 4 years later by President Vladimir Putin. Following the explosion, Mr. Putin signed a decree tightening security for the bridge and for energy infrastructure in the area and put Russia's Federal Security Service in charge of the effort. A Ukrainian presidential adviser says the incident is just the beginning, but stopped short of saying Ukrainian forces were responsible. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vaguely danced around the news of the day in his nightly address. He started by discussing the warm, sunny weather in Ukraine before saying it was cloudy in Crimea.
Today was a good and mostly sunny day on the territory of our state. In a large area, about 20 degrees warm and sunny. Unfortunately, it was cloudy in Crimea, although it is also warm. But no matter how cloudy it is, Ukrainians know what to do. And they know that our future is sunny. This is a future without occupiers. Throughout our territory, in particular in the Crimea. If the occupiers flee while they have the chance, that will be their best option. If they are forced to stay, any occupier can find a way to surrender to Ukrainian captivity.
On Twitter, the official Ukraine government account appeared to be poking fun at Russia and Crimea by posting two messages following the bridge explosion. One tweet stated, "Sick burn," and the other asked, "Hey Crimea, what's new?" Regarding the fighting ongoing in Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky says his troops are holding positions in Donbas.
We are holding positions in Donbas, in particular in the Bakhmut direction, where now it is very, very difficult, very tough fighting. Today, I would like to once again commend our soldiers from the 93rd Separate Mechanized Brigade, Koloidny Yar, for their courage and resilience in this direction.
As Ukrainian forces score more gains in their counteroffensive across at least two fronts, the front line in the east has reached the village of Torska, 20 kilometers from the city of Kremina. The liberation of Torska this week came as part of a series of gains by Ukrainian forces in the Kharkiv, Donetsk, and Kherson regions. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.